Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, and welcome back. We just did Borat Movie of the Week with Liam Alexander, so we're doing our best pop culture alter egos. Liam, there's been some beauties over the years, both here and abroad. Have you got one for us?
The most classic ones, a true alter ego is Andy Kaufman and Tony Clifton. Andy Kaufman, for people, Jim Carrey played him in Man on the Moon. Clifton was this like Vegas lounge singer that always popped up in interviews. And he'd always deny allegations that he was Kaufman and accuse Andy of profiting off his name. And it just, he never let it down. He never broke character and he maintained it until he passed away.
That's a weird movie.
Man on the Moon.
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it?
I tell you, it's a weirder one. There's a documentary on the making of the Man on the Moon.
Oh.
And like,
but it's a documentary.
it is so bizarre, isn't it, Liam?
Yeah, that's great. That, the method acting that Jim Carrey did in that is like next level.
Mate, Gary McDonald as Norman Gunston was one of the great characters through the 70s and early 80s. But it's interesting we said about Borat, how it didn't work the second time around because people knew who he was. Gary McDonald, well, Norman Gunston, in the first series when you see the best of the Gunston tapes, it is so funny in catching people out and even local celebrities. But by series two, people know who he is.
Yeah, right.
And it just doesn't. It doesn't work. You got people who are then trying to be funny with him.
He's a genius, Gary McDonald.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. This is left field. Damon Albarn in Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
He's like a cartoon character.
Yes, he did. Because
I'm looking at all these lists online I've Googled.
Getting tortured by the Gallaghers and decided to take a step back from Blur and invent an animated band.
Is that right?
Yes.
What do you mean he was getting...
At the time when What's the Story in Morning Glory was coming out, and also it was Park Life, I think.
Yes.
They brought albums out simultaneously, and to the point they started competing, and they brought the first song off What's the Story in Morning Glory was Roll With It, and off Park Life it was Country House, and they released it simultaneously, and Country House went to number one, Roll With It number two, but they won the battle, they didn't win the war. And then the Gallaghers just tortured poor old Damon Albarn to the point he sort of took a step back. And
I would just think, like, musicians, they'd be the least competitive people out of the lot.
No.
No?
Apparently not.
Oh, they've got egos. That stuns me, right.
I was going through these lists like you, Webby, and I was seeing ones like Eminem, Slim Shady, Beyonce, Sasha. But then I had a light bulb moment. I reckon my favourite would have to be Trent, the air hostess. Now, mate. And big Jason Stevens.
How that come about was that he lived near an airport and they said, can you go and do a scene that, you know, and I said, yeah. And I thought this would be a one-off and then, I get it all the time with Reg.
With Reg, really? Yeah.
People go, can you bring Reg back?
And when was the last time you did Reg?
Oh, years and years and years. I just couldn't. It's just too sensitive these days.
He wouldn't really exist these days, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
I do remember one of my favourite Reg moments. I remember doing a press conference and Reg came in from the back and was like, there was an AAP reporter called Steve Jancetic and I was on the other side of the media pack with the tape recorder out and here's Reg like just sniffing Steve Jancetic's hair in the background. I had to walk away.
I
don't know.
Or the other one was I've got a question for the head slammer. He was about to get suspended.
Well, I interviewed someone once. There was the launch of the World Cup for Australia. And I forget who it was. It was a Kangaroo official talking about how they're going to break new ground and they'll play in Russia over there. Of which Reg said, is that a good idea? This is, you know, it was a Russian who killed Apollo Creed. And he goes, no, well, you know, look, you know, they're new. We're trying to give them a boost. He actually took it as a serious, as a serious question. Where'd this one? Paul Hewson, Bono.
Oh.
It's almost like a persona.
Did he really?
Yes. Yes, he's Paul Hewson, Bono.
From Crowded House.
Yes, that's same guy. Yes, that's it for Crowded House. Mate, David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
It's one of the greatest.
Liam?
A recent one was Joaquin Phoenix and his alter ego as the wannabe rap star.
That's right.
That was the interview he does with David Letterman is one of the strangest things you'll ever see. It's the most awkward thing, but he sticks to that. He stuck to that character for like 12 months while he's making that documentary.
What about Glenn Robbins and Russell Coit?
Oh, that's a good one. Very good. That yes. was good.
Steve Coogan, Alan Partridge. That's a more of an obscure one. It's more of an English one, but. Well, boys, any others stick out for you? Liam?
No. Donald Glover and Childish Gambino. He's like one of the more recent musicians to do it, but he does it really well as well.
What about this one? Who is this alter ego? Steph Germanotta. Who is that? What's her alter ego?
Gwen Stefani.
No. Lady Gaga.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, that's a good one.
Liam.
Close.
love it, mate, as always. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Good on you, guys. We'll take a break. Sound advice coming up soon.